Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into here on the show today. It's funny. About a week ago, there was that Seth Rollins interview, and he was talking about how, I guess it was a tweet, defending Raw, and he basically said, it's amazing the show even comes together. And of course, I was very hard on Seth Rollins, but at the end of the day, you know what, he was right, because it's very much like this show, it's amazing it always comes together. Yesterday, found out very late that Mike Sempervivi was ill, was not going to be on the show. We managed to get Filthy Tom Lawler on as a co-host. We got the Doctor of Lucha Steve Sims as a guest. Well, today, something similar is happening. Mike Sempervivi's better, but right now he is off being a big star on TMZ Live. So Mike Sempervivi's going to join us after he's done talking about whatever it is he's talking about. I believe Kevin Spacey is a topic today on TMZ Live. Mike will check in after he's done with that. And then we'll get on with the rest of the show here today. Dave Meltzer's going to join us in the second segment of the show. Hey, listen. The holidays are ongoing right now. I realize that Christmas is over, but it's still a holiday for a lot of people. So, therefore, whatever's on your mind, because there's not a lot of news going on. There was a WWE house show at Madison Square Garden. There was a WWE house show in Chicago. I mean, other than that, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So, we'll talk about that here today. We could talk about SmackDown from Tuesday night if you want to discuss that. If you saw NXT last night, we could talk about that. We have got the announced Cruiserweight match for the Royal Rumble. Of course, this weekend is the UFC show with Jon Jones and Alexander Gustafsson. And because it's Thursday, that means everybody should be preparing to weigh in tomorrow. But instead, they're preparing to get on airplanes to be chartered to Los Angeles because the show is moved because of Jon Jones. So everybody is going to have an extra hour to make weight. Very nice of UFC. Anyway, I've got a lot to get into. We'll kick it off after the break. You should know the numbers. If not, I'll throw them out after the break. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Just as well to keep it. I get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, who apparently the studio can't hear, which of course sounds like an issue to me. But we're going to see what we can do. Mike, I can hear you right now, right? All right. In the studio, you're unable to hear Mike. Is that right, Dom? All right. Does everyone hear that? This is live radio, everybody. Hey, Mike, do me a favor. Stand by for a second. In fact, you know what? Mike, Skype or call into the studio, and we'll do it that way for now. Does that sound good? And I'll figure this out after the break. There you go, everybody. Hey, we're here live. Once we get Mike here on the air, we'll discuss the rest of this stuff. I want to hear about his time on TMZ. So anyway, we got a different setup here today, which would explain why nobody can hear Mike. But in the meantime, the phone number here, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Don't call the normal studio line because I'm not at the studio. We're using the sports byline number here. That is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. You can still send your text messages as usual to the text message line 425-780-7566. And fear not, I will get all of this set up after the next break, and everybody will hear everybody. So I apologize here for this first segment. I want to mention as we get everything working here, a couple of things. First off, I know Mike doesn't want to talk about it, so now's the best time to talk about it because we don't have Mike at the moment. The UFC show this weekend, John Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson is the main event. Chris Cyborg versus Amanda Nunes for the women's featherweight title is the semi-main event. And Carlos Condit, Michael Chiesa, Ilir Latifi, Corey Anderson, and Chad Mendez versus Alexander Volkanovski. If you're a fan of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you're going to get a Ryan Hall BJ Penn fight at lightweight, which is going to be very interesting because obviously this is not a Jiu-Jitsu match. It is an MMA fight. So we'll see what BJ Penn has left in the tank. Ryan Hall is going to be going in there. It's the prelim card on Fox Sports 1, the final shows ever on Fox Sports 1 for UFC. As we talked about at the beginning of the show, everybody in UFC is being chartered in today from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. John Jones had a testing abnormality. They found turanabol in his system, which is the same drug he had in his system 2 years ago. And as a result of that, they moved the show because he could not get licensed in Las Vegas. However, California agreed to license him, provided he subjected himself to VADA testing. So John Jones now being tested by VADA and USADA, the most tested athlete in all of UFC. We'll see what happens. I mean, theoretically, he should keep getting popped for Tyrannobol since we've been told that it remains in your system. I guess now the story is it could be in his system for his entire life, they say. It'll just keep pulsing in and out throughout all of his life. So that's the story. The big deal about everybody being moved, everybody being chartered into Los Angeles, the issue there, obviously, is that everyone's supposed to be cutting weight today. This is the toughest day of their weight cut. So instead of being able to sit there and concentrate on cutting weight, they've got to be chartered in to Los Angeles. And their whole routine is being thrown off. And as a result, I mean, we'll see what happens here. Because Chris Cyborg, obviously, has come in very, very heavy and has had weight cutting issues in the past. And now she's going to have to cut weight and still do everything that she normally does to get down to 145 while also being chartered into Los Angeles. I saw on Twitter that John Jones, as a make good to all of the fans that had to switch all of their plans or whatever, is going to be in the lobby of the MGM or something like that, just saying hi to everybody. It's very nice of him. Of course, it doesn't mean a damn thing to all the people that bought their Christmas presents for their family. They were all going to go to Las Vegas. They bought tickets. They bought plane flights. And then the show got moved at the last minute. And now none of those people are going to get to go to UFC. So not sure how John Jones is going to make good to all those people. But that's a story on UFC. We'll be covering it this weekend. I will. So, Mike, are you there, by the way? I hear you've been brought on. Is that true?
I'm here.
All right, there we go. Hey, listen, I'm going to handle all this during the break. Fear not, everybody.
Why is Dom holding me down? Is it because I appeared on TMZ again today and he's, like, you know, steady working for the last couple of days in an empty studio all alone by himself? Why is this happening? Harvey wouldn't do this to me.
It has nothing to do with Dom. It's all my fault on my end. I apologize to everybody. But anyway, I know you don't want to talk about UFC, Mike, so what are your thoughts on UFC this weekend? Anything quick?
I hope Alexander Gustafsson beats John Jones within an inch of his worthless, sad, pathetic, lying-ass, dead-ass life. That's what I'm hoping for.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go.
You know what I'm also hoping? I'm hoping he hits him so hard, body parts start flying off, and those body parts go into the crowd. Not into the crowd because, well, okay, maybe half of the crowd, probably they deserve it, but they start flying into press row and they start smacking some sense into some of those reporters that are sitting ringside, because I tell you what, they're going to miss Dave there to explain all of this stuff to them the same way Dave's been explaining it to all the listeners of the Observer website, and will probably do so today when he comes on the air and talks about it.
God, you get on that phone and you're cutting promos here, way more lifelike than when you're on the normal gimmick, so...
I don't know what we're going to do.
First, says Brian, the John Jones situation has made zero sense the past couple of years. We can pretty much say UFC just gives special treatment to its stars in a pretty extreme way, correct? Well, that is correct. But, I mean, to be fair to UFC, and that's like the last thing that I want to do today, although I'm always a fair man. I mean, this is every sport. This is every field of entertainment. I mean, if you're a star, it doesn't matter if it's Hollywood or football or UFC or WWE or Wrestling Observer Live. I mean, you're always going to get special treatment. It's just the way things go. I mean, it's wrong, but I mean, that's just the way things go. So, yeah, same case in UFC and everywhere else. It's just reality.
No, the worst part is right now, too, Jeff Nowitzki is on – with, I'm not sure who he's on, Joe Rogan, I believe, is who he's on with right now. And there are people that are kind of tweeting out what he is talking about. And it's just so disturbing and so head-scratching, considering Jeff Nowitzki was looked at as this, you know, great, honorable guy who was going to go in and help USADA clean up the UFC and help clean up mixed martial arts. And it's just, it's too bad that everybody is selling their soul for a pay-per-view buy and the fact that they have not been able to create stars.
Person here says, if Mike is talking about John Jones like that, what is he saying about Kevin Spacey?
You know, they didn't give me enough time. they spent so much time on the news and the video portion of the news that has come out today about Kevin Spacey's defense team, what they're claiming. And here's how it goes in your entertainment portion of the proceedings today. Kevin Spacey's lawyers are coming out and saying that the allegations against him, some of the reasons why are they're false are because one of which is because he was feeling up the alleged victim for 3 minutes. And who would let somebody do that to them? That's actually one of his actual defenses that his lawyers are trying to come up with. And it made me think about the really creepy video that he did a couple of days ago, where I guess he was in his House of Cards character talking about this case. That immediately, as soon as I heard what his lawyer said today, the first thing I thought of was they're going to try to use that video, and that video may be a little bit of 4D chess, and trying to put that out there just in case they need to go back to it and say, well, look, Kevin's crazy, or some other sort of diminished mental attempt to try to get him out of some of this stuff.
What's more appalling to you, that situation or John Jones?
Oh, Kevin Spacey. I mean, look, somebody got felt up, and somebody, I mean, there's all these allegations about Kevin Spacey. I mean, there's a ton of them, and they're very serious. And no matter what, any of those sexual assault allegations are far worse than John Jones just being a jackass.
All right. So here's the deal, everybody. We're going to head to a break here in just a moment. Dave Meltzer is going to join us on the show. For those of you that are asking if I'm yelling at the show from my window or something like that, I'm going to fix all of this audio during the break, everybody. Do you understand? When we come back, this is going to sound awesome. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back. Wrestling Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we're back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Everything should be fixed and ready to go now. We got Dave Meltzer here on the line. No phone calls until after the Dave segment, everybody. So once Dave is gone, we'll take some phone calls here again. Dave, what's happening today?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm just getting write some articles.
You're getting ready to write some articles. You're getting ready to go to Japan tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm leaving for Japan tomorrow. Actually, Saturday morning, but I'm going to get out of here on tomorrow night. Yeah.
Man, oh man. So, what are we doing here? You got to pack clothes. When's the last time you went on a trip this long? 15, 20 years ago?
This long? I would say 22 years ago, yeah.
22 years ago. Do you even remember what it's like to go on a trip this long?
I remember that trip really well.
Man.
I remember that trip. Like, I could tell you everything about that trip. So, yeah, I do.
All right. Well, good luck with everything. So the new Observer is out right now, and I guess one of the main things that people are talking about, which is interesting because we've been talking about it here for a while, is the potential Ronda Rousey-Becky Lynch WrestleMania main event, or at least championship match on the show. And I guess a lot of people have convinced themselves that there's no way that it was going to be Ronda and Becky, and it was going to be Ronda and Charlotte instead, even though we'd said the exact opposite. And as of right now, it does look like that's still the match, correct?
Well, as of the last time I checked, which would be several days ago, it was Ronda and Becky, but, you know, it's not etched in stone, and there's definitely people who want it to be a three-way, but those were the two choices that were being debated about, yeah.
So what's the story on the Becky Lynch, I guess it was Becky Lynch Asuka was announced for the Rumble, and then they unannounced it. And I guess the Royal Rumble card, I mean, we don't even have any idea what it's going to be because it could change multiple times between now and then. But what's the whole story on that match, if that match is happening, and everything else about that show?
So they're going to have meetings this week to come up with a Rumble card. Originally, that match was happening. Then Vince decided he wanted to revamp the card. And they were, when they taped the main event, it was going to air late in the week. And at that time, the plan was to announce the match with Asuka and Becky Lynch on Tuesday SmackDown. But during that interim period, they Vince decided to change his mind, so they never announced that match on that SmackDown. It's not like that match won't happen, but it was definitely off when it came on because they forgot that they had put it into the main event show. So that's where the confusion was. He changed his mind. They tape out of order, and they forgot that they had already announced something that Vince changed his mind on.
Hey, Dave, I mean, it was. Go ahead, Mike.
Can I throw out a radical idea here? Just because they have announced one set of tag team titles, and they have taken a different build with Ronda Rousey in that she is a legitimate sports competitor who is undefeated. Is there a possibility that we could see a three-way at WrestleMania for both titles and somebody walking out with all of them, like Ronda coming out of it, let's just say she is the undefeated, undisputed, coming out of that show. Is that possible that they would reduce to one woman's title belt?
They could do anything. I don't expect it, but yeah, I mean, they can do anything they want. I don't think, like you have like either Charlotte or Becky Lynch, the SmackDown champion, and Ronda is the Raw champion, and the winner gets both belts. You could do that, or you could do, you know, a match. You could do a ladder match where, you know, it ends up where everyone grabs different belts and Ronda gets one belt and somebody else gets another belt. And, you know, there's a million different ways you can do it.
Or you could do, I mean, you could do what they did years ago with, it was Jericho, Benoit.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle, yeah, where you could
Angle's
do.
Belts.
Yeah, Ronda, Asuka, and Becky or whoever, and all the belts are on the line. First fall is for one belt, second fall is for the other belt. So, like, the belts could go to one brand or the other. They could both go to one brand on one person. A lot of different options.
Right, yeah. There's nothing locked in stone, and yeah. And they could change.
I mean, we've discussed this on other shows, but I have no idea I know the answer is going to be house shows, but I mean, like, house shows don't matter in the grand scheme of things nowadays. Why they don't just have one belt for all the champions, and the champions can work both brands, and that way, like, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's so many more options for matches that way.
Yeah, and also makes the titles a lot more important. And also,
yes.
It also doesn't water down the titles by having so many. So there's a lot of good points to that one. I actually would favor that as well. But the answer is that they feel that, you know, I don't know, five belts on a show makes it better than three or two, which it actually I don't think
it actually doesn't.
Reverse.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think they've been around long enough that they would realize that, like, that many belts is a detriment.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is that you've got to prove that, you've got to go back in time, and nobody wants to go back in time because everything that's back in time is, like, thrown out as, like, being meaningless because it's so long ago.
You know, I don't know if we talked about this last night because it was 2:30 a.m. and it's late, but, I mean, AJ Styles and Vince McMahon at the end of SmackDown, did we talk about that segment?
Not really, not in any depth.
Okay, so what's going on here? What's Vince doing taking bumps at 73?
I just presumed that they're probably going to do some stuff with Daniel Bryan and Mustafa Ali, but they want to make sure that AJ isn't like ex-champion who kind of fades because AJ is very, very important. So this was a way to keep buzz on AJ and also to get, you know, kind of like recreate a new AJ Styles when he goes after Daniel Bryan, which obviously is the big money match on that brand.
It's just weird because, like...
It is weird. It was weird. But I think this is a way to keep focus on AJ. Yeah.
I know that Mike, for some reason, doesn't want to talk about this, but Vince looks so old. He just looks ancient out there on television.
He's 73. Dude, think people are beating on it too much.
Hey, I just saw Granny on the Christmas show. She looks younger than Vince, and she's 89.
I know. And Bob Arum and Don King are about 87, and somebody can argue that they look better than Vince. I just think you're putting a 73-year-old out there who finally has aged after all these years of looking a certain way. It's like, I mean, kind of what do you expect? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what I expect. I mean,
well,
the thing is,
I can tell you this from my own life. You spend enough years not sleeping, and it's going to catch up to you. And that's just the reality of it. And Vince really doesn't sleep much. And
well,
let me make something clear here. You can do your surgeries and things like that, but ultimately, you know, the lack of sleep's going to get to you.
This is all I'm saying here. Like, I don't care what he looks like. Like, I'm not bringing this up because I'm just saying, like, my God, he looks so old right now. What I'm saying is, as a follower of WWE, as a viewer, as somebody who's watched this my whole life.
It scares me.
I see this guy on TV and I'm like, this guy is running this show. He looks 200 years old. Like, is this really the guy to be running this right now?
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
I would judge that by the actions and the quality of the show. But no,
that's
as someone who knows him,
well,
yeah,
I am.
It worries me because he's been such a fixture. And, you know, it's like, for better or for worse, it's like it's a big change when he's not going to be there. And, you know, I'm not saying death or anything, but it's a sign that the day is coming that he's not going to be there, whether it's just because he's old. I mean, look, it every time I see him on TV, I get worried. So, yeah, there's something to that.
I don't know. I just think that Stone Cold podcast he did where he was talking about Cesaro and everything, it's like that was the moment. And I don't know how many years ago that was.
I would agree with you. That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was the moment. I hate to say that, like, that. I want to say it was over, but, like, you know, it was time to bring in some fresher blood.
Thing to me is sometimes I see things that Vince does, I see decisions that he makes, and I think, you know, this guy's still really, he's still a really smart guy, okay? And I mean, just like
he's got decades of experience,
yes,
that nobody else has, and
yes,
you can't minimize that.
No, I think that somebody else should be running the day-to-day creative, and that Vince should be in there as a consultant. Somebody who you run the big ideas by, and you get his input, because sometimes he's going to have better input than anybody else, sometimes, but not every time. I just think there's a better role for him now than the guy who's, like, writing 5 hours of TV every week and trying to run a football league and spreading himself this thin. I just don't think it's the best thing for the company.
Well, you're 100% right about that. You're completely right. We haven't even gotten to football season yet. That's not even for another year. So, no. Yeah, that's going to be – I'll tell you what. I mean, again, he was much, much younger during the original XFL, and I dealt with him during the original XFL. And not just him. It was, you know, many people who worked in the office. And I would not I'm more worried about that aspect. Now, he said that they're going to be kept separate, but and he's the only one that's going to be working on that, and the wrestling people won't be working on the XFL, which is a good thing. But still, for him, that is absolutely a really scary proposition because you simply can't run WWE and the XFL at the same time. There's not enough hours in the day.
And I know you always say that, well, you know, he's going to be hiring people to do this for the XFL. He's going to be letting other people run this. This is Vince McMahon. I mean, you know that he's going to want to have his hands in everything.
Absolutely.
He can't
Absolutely.
Help himself.
I mean, it's Oliver Luck's thing, but the reality is that Vince is going to want to have input. And by virtue of wanting to have input, you're going to work hours and hours on it. And he doesn't have those hours. He doesn't. He probably doesn't have enough hours to run WWE anymore, to be fair. But to throw in like the XFL as well, yeah, it's going to be a very tough period for him.
All right, what else do we have in the Observer this week?
John Jones, we've got Impact, Madison Square Garden, lots of stuff on UFC as far as like different new matches and different deals and things like that coming up, the, you know, Ostovich match and things like that. And it's filled with stuff this week.
All right, Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. Best of luck in Japan, and I'm sure we'll hear from you quite a bit, hopefully, as you're over there. We have email here, so don't hesitate to use it. We're going to head to a break. Back in a moment with more, everyone, Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
The new year is almost here, and if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. I got a MyPillow, and I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what a difference a good pillow makes. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It also includes free shipping, and you'll get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. So go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code BAR. That's B-A-R-R. I love MyPillow. No neck or backache, so check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BAR.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Sounds like Jeff Nowitzki is doing an awesome job on this Joe Rogan podcast, I hear.
Oh, my God.
We can talk about this more later. He's explaining to everyone all this science.
Look, if you're listening live right now, even if you're not listening live right now, go to @dimspace on Twitter. He is running down the whole entire thing. He's gone through a lot of this. And Nowitzki carrying the water for the test for John Jones, for all that sort of stuff. Meanwhile, throwing a unnamed sports league under a bus for having the same pulsing issues that only John Jones apparently has.
It's crazy. All right, if you want to give us a call here today, you have to use the sports byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. And, of course, the text message line remains open, as always, 425-780-7566. We got a caller on the line from New York. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, my question for all of you is, recently Vince McMahon announced that the women's tag team titles would soon be created for the 2019 year. Do you think the women's tag team title will be created individually for each brand, or do you think they'll be shared between the brands?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, the way that they've done all the other titles is there is one set for each brand. And, I mean, if you've got a woman's title on the Raw brand and a woman's title on the SmackDown brand, like the singles title, I mean, you sort of have to have tag team titles on both brands. Now, of course, the argument is, well, there's not enough women. You're right. There's also not enough women for a singles title on each brand. There's like 9 women on each brand. And these are supposed to be the 9 best women in the world on each brand. This is a world women's title. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, if you ask me what I think they'll do, I think they will have Raw and SmackDown tag team women's champions because of equality. Now, if you ask me what they should do, they should have one women's champion for Raw and SmackDown that goes brand to brand. You should have either an Intercontinental or U.S. champion that goes brand to brand. You should have one world champion that goes brand to brand. And same with every single title. Like, there's no need for a separate title on each brand. We don't even ever see the Universal title, and I realize it's a storyline, but, I mean, we never see it, so, like, I mean, we have evidence that this company can survive with one world title. So I have no idea why they don't make the titles more valuable, make the champions more valuable, open it up for different matches and feuds by having the champion travel from brand to brand. I have no idea why they don't do this. It's the easiest option. It's the most effective option, and I'm all about easy and effective, Mike. It's the way I live my life.
That's what I've heard, especially the former.
Don't even start.
I'll do you one better. I think they're going to end up with NXT women's tag team titles as well, too. I mean, because they treat these things as if, well, you know, if to them, they're marketing toys. They're things to sell at Christmas time, that sort of thing. The action figures look great with them, and they can sell replicas to belt collectors and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I'm with you with this. I mean, obviously, they should, you know, the less the better. And especially when you have the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title on both brands. I mean, again, I know this is crazy because you'd have to go back to your pro wrestling roots. But, I mean, they still considered themselves sports entertainment when they had guys like Kurt Hennig in the Seth Rollins position carrying a brand without having the world title. And that's okay.
Oh, look at this. Jeff Nowitzki appears to be stating that John Jones samples have been positive for this metabolite on multiple occasions, directly contradicting what he said earlier in the week about John Jones having multiple negative tests. How about that? Jeff admits his original positive in 2017 could have been the result of an ingestion a long time before. Which, if that's the case, how is that metabolite still in there here in 2019? This is crazy.
It is absolutely nuts what they've been doing here. I mean, I think about like stories like the heavyweight boxing setup on ABC that was controlled by Don King and all of these things that did so much damage to boxing. And like MMA has taken every failure that boxing has ultimately, over the course of time now, followed it to a T, and now are taking it down to just another ridiculous level, I guess, under the mentality of none of this is going to matter if we have a big enough fight, and I guess that's going to be the case, but oh my God, this is completely ridiculous. I mean, it really, really is. He's talked about Jones's suspension and never making it, saying a word about his cooperation and the fact that he narked and he snitched on other people. He said earlier on in the broadcast that none of Jones's samples have any short or medium term metabolites in his system. I mean, what? USADA has already said that, like, you know, multiple times that type of data is not, like, reliable. So, like, this is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. And the fact that he keeps trying to bring up a shadow sports league saying that they've had people test for one picogram but not mentioning who they are or what it is or anything, it's like you're just making yourself sound worse. It's completely ridiculous. I mean, he's even bringing up that, well, Jones's weight cut may have had something to do with it. I mean, this is absolutely nuts.
Well, what's really nuts is this claim here that this is from at Dim Space. Jeff discussing John's previous test, why his previous suspension was only 15 months. Jeff claiming was because it was, quote, non-intentional and non-enhancing. He's saying it's non-enhancing because it was a matter of picograms. But, I mean, listen, it doesn't matter.
Well, and non-intentional
Hold on. If it's in your system, it's in your system. This is how it's always been. Okay, it's never been, well, it's only a grain of sand in Olympic-sized pool. It's never been like that until now. This is new, okay, number one. And number two, non-intentional, they never found a tainted supplement. Never. They're claiming it's non-intentional because John Jones insisted he didn't take anything. That's every fighter. Do you know how many fighters got suspended when they didn't have any evidence of a tainted supplement? Every one of them. Like, nobody gets away with just claiming I didn't do it except John Jones. I mean, this is the stuff. Forget all this stupid science stuff. Like, given, oh, I can't remember the term he used, like the armchair scientists or the pseudoscientists or whatever. Forget your stupid science, dude. Like, now you're changing the rules. Forget the science. You're changing the rules for John Jones. The science is something completely different. Forget all of that. You're changing the rules for John Jones, period. So where's the explanation for that? As I mentioned on Observer Radio yesterday, if I signed with UFC tomorrow and they tested me and I had 7 picograms of Osterine in my system, okay, and they said, I'm sorry, you're suspended. And I said, well, why don't you check all my supplements? And I sent in all my supplements and they checked all of them and they were all negative for Osterine. And they say, all of your supplements are negative for Osterine. We're gonna have to suspend you here for 2 years, okay? First thing I do is get a lawyer. Because, dude, I'm telling you I'm innocent. John Jones told you he was innocent. You listen to John Jones, you're not listening to me. Why? That's not fair. Hey, I got 7 picograms or whatever. Guess what? John Jones had 60, okay? You're letting him go. Because it's a drop of sand in Olympic. Why are you not letting me go? It's a drop of sand in Olympic pool. Like, nobody should ever pop for a drug test again in UFC history. And anybody who does should immediately go get a lawyer and file a lawsuit.
Hey, look, they may make this easier, okay? And I'll get to that in a moment. But also over here at Dim Space, as we take all of his reporting now, quote, no evidence of readministration does not mean it wasn't a readministration. Just means there's no evidence, which would be nigh on impossible to prove anyway. Okay, now why that comes up is because USADA is saying, quote, it's consistent with residual amounts. Something can be consistent with residual amounts, but it doesn't prevent from being consistent with new ingestion. But it's like, this is the Tim Sylvia thing. If you've tested positive for it and it's the same thing, there's already a precedent that has been set where it's not double jeopardy. It's a continuation of you're not letting that person fight. So if he's still got this in his system, regardless of anything, there's already something that's happened where he shouldn't be allowed to fight because it's still lingering from this first test that he had way back when.
Okay.
And, well, hold on. And here's the other thing that is added, which will make people's heads explode. He's talking about, Jeff Novitzky here is talking about WADA exploring the idea of making oral tranebol, osterine, and other things threshold substances. Osterine, maybe, and oral tranebol, this is what Dim is saying. I mean, it's just the fact that they're talking about making these things thresholds, what's the point? That just adds even more to your thing over how stupid will you have to be now at this point to ever fail a test again when they're now going to give you the opportunity to have steroids and things like that in your body just at a low threshold.
Yeah, and then you know what? The threshold's going to have to change. What about, does Filthy Tom Lawlor have a case? Could he file a lawsuit for, like, lost wages, the 2 years of his career that cut off because of his two-year suspension over sand in an Olympic-sized pool? Listen to this, everyone. The situation with Filthy Tom Lawlor is exactly the same. Actually, it's not exactly the same. The John Jones situation is worse. John Jones actually had a steroid in his system. Filthy Tom Lawlor had a SARM. Okay, so a SARM basically, it's I'm going to try and simplify this for people. It is significantly less powerful than a steroid, okay? Tranebol, the idea that anybody is spiking supplements with tranebol is ridiculous, okay? There have been multiple individuals that have popped for osterine from tainted supplements, all right? So, Filthy Tom popped for something that many fighters have been able to produce supplements tainted with this osterine. All right? That's Filthy Tom. John Jones has been popped with something that I don't think anyone's ever found in a supplement. Ever! Okay? So, now, all of that aside, Filthy Tom got popped. He had no evidence that he had a tainted supplement. He could not find any supplement with osterine in it that he had taken. John Jones popped. Same exact deal. Filthy Tom Lawlor had, I forget, it's like 17 picograms or something like that, all right? John Jones had 60. John Jones got off. Filthy Tom got 2 years. These are exactly the same. John Jones is actually worse. John Jones got off clean. Filthy Tom, 2 years. Think about all the other people. Forget Filthy Tom. I mean, there's dozens of fighters that this has happened to. None of them got off, but John Jones got off. And you know what's so funny about it? Why is John Jones getting off? This ain't like it's Ronda Rousey, or I'm throwing out names. I'm not saying that Ronda Rousey is guilty of anything, or Conor McGregor. I'm just pointing out that Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor, like, they're going to do a million buys for you, all right? John Jones ain't going to do a million buys. Like, this show's going to do, like, 300,000 buys. When you take into account, like, the gate that they had to give back to move the show, like, what's the point? Why are they protecting John Jones? I don't even understand. This isn't even like the guy that said, well, you know, this is UFC. They're protecting their top stars. They're not even protecting like their tippy top stars. They're protecting John Jones.
Especially,
he's going to be like a mid-level pay-per-view draw.
Especially when his non-fight reputation, the type of damage and the type of things that have caused you embarrassment with outside the ring, I mean, that, like, on top of it, a guy with that kind of bad judgment outside of the octagon, outside of the weight room, outside of the medical laboratory, I mean, that's what you're going to bat for. That's who you're carrying your water for. It's insane.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. You don't gotta go to work.
Work. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, I want to note on a totally different note, if you head to my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, there is a link there to our official YouTube page if you have not seen it. Sure, many of you are aware of video.f4wonline.com, our video channel. Every Brian and Vinny show, for the most part. Not tonight's, by the way. What a great time to plug it since I'm gone. But 98% of the Brian and Vinny shows end up on our video.youtube or video.f4wonline.com page. Anyway, the point of this, everybody, if you want a bunch of free samples, we're putting up samples regularly on our YouTube channel. You can head up there and check it out right now. It's up on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. And you can see some clips from the Christmas show. You can see some clips from the Brian and Vinny show. Here's a review we did of the Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan from WrestleMania 6. Here's a clip here from the Christmas show. Here's a couple of different interviews we did with Jimmy Jacobs and Lance Storm. Here's Vinny and I talking about the day that Hulk Hogan won the WWE title for the first time. All of these videos absolutely free on our YouTube page. So head up there and check them out. And you can subscribe as well. And if you subscribe, you'll get an update on when all of those new videos go up there. So check it out. And if you happen to be listening to this and you don't have Twitter, youtube.com/F4WOnlineTV is the link. youtube.com/F4WOnlineTV. Check out those videos and we'll have some exciting announcements coming up here in 2019 as well. And that's it from here.
And if you want to see me on video, just go to TMZ Live.
That's right, TMZ Live, everyone. Mike's he's a regular there now. TMZ superstar, Mike Sempervivi. Could put that on his resume. Try and pick up some chicks, although I guess he's married. Anyway, we're out of time, everybody. Have a great holiday, and we're out of here. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.